not only alive, well and happy. Simona Parri and Simona Toretto are already home. It was late last night when their plane touched down at Rome's Ciampino Airport. There were dozens of cameras waiting for them. There too were relatives, colleagues and the Italian Prime Minister, Silvio Berlusconi. Earlier in the day, Italian television had interrupted its normal schedule to follow every development. Hundreds had gathered outside the family home of Simona Toretto to share in their joy. In Parliament, Silvio Berlusconi talked of tireless behind-the-scenes manoeuvrings and of a very difficult choice that had to be made. He did not mention a million-dollar ransom, which some newspapers have claimed has been handed over and played a part in the happy ending. Most people have always been anxious about their government's decision to back the invasion of Iraq and send 3,000 troops in afterwards. Many would like them withdrawn and may now feel happier about reaffirming that demand without being seen to be giving in to blackmail by terrorists. Over the next few days, there will be difficult questions asked in the Italian press and media. What exactly was the Prime Minister talking about when he referred to 16 separate negotiations? Was there $1 million handed over as ransom, as reported in some newspapers? And what was that difficult choice that Silvio Berlusconi himself referred to in the Italian Parliament? For the time being, nevertheless, the overwhelming feeling is one of relief and joy. The two people taken hostage in Iraq have actually emerged live, well, and happy. Gita Hari, BBC News, Rome.